So how did you get on in that game? Did you find all the items you were looking for? And were you able to match them with the need that was talked about? Can you imagine going out for the day, perhaps with your family? You pack up everything you need, perhaps you're going to the beach and you pack all the spades and buckets, you're getting ready, and you go out for the whole day. But you don't take any food with you. At what part of the day does your stomach start to talk to you? Does it start grumbling and saying, I'm hungry? Probably for me, it would be about lunchtime. And then after that, I start to get really grumpy. Well, what do you do next? Well, you probably look for somewhere to get some food, right? Maybe some fish and chips, or go and grab a pizza. But what about if the shops are closed and you can't buy any food? Well, in our story today, John, the author, tells us of a time when a great crowd of people came to see Jesus. You see, they came to see Jesus because they'd heard, or maybe they'd seen, the miracles that Jesus had been doing. But as this crowd gathered to see Jesus, Jesus spotted another need that they had. He said to Philip, one of his disciples, how are we going to buy food for all of these people? Well, Philip seemed like quite a smart chap, didn't he? Well, he certainly seemed good at maths anyway, and he'd worked out that for everybody here, they'd need about a year's wage to pay for all that food. Now, I don't know exactly how much money that was, but let's say it's £20,000. It's a lot of money. And I don't know about you, but when you go out for the day to the beach, do you take £20,000 with you? I don't. And nor did they. They didn't have that kind of money on them. So they needed another option. So Andrew, another disciple, he had an idea. He said, well, why don't we go and ask other people? It's handy, isn't it, to ask other people for help? It's a good thing to do. And sometimes it can work. So they did. They went around and asked. But all they found in all these people were 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now that's probably enough to feed a boy, maybe one man, but certainly not 5,000 men. So they didn't have enough food, and they didn't have enough money to buy food. They were going to need another option. Jesus knew what he was going to do, didn't he? He wanted to provide for the crowd, and he knew what he was going to do. So he took those 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he prayed to his Father. And then he gave that food to everybody, and everybody had enough to eat. Have you ever had something really tasty to eat? Maybe it's chocolate, or maybe a packet of crisps. Something that's really yummy. But when you finish it, you want more. It wasn't like that with this meal that Jesus provided. They had enough food for everyone. In fact, they actually had more. As they finished up, and after they finished eating and everyone had had enough to eat, the disciples went round and collected all the leftovers and they filled up 12 baskets full of food, all from 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, I don't understand how Jesus did that, but it was another miracle of Jesus that is just mind-blowing. Can you imagine being there? What would you be thinking? Maybe you're thinking, how did he do that? Maybe you're thinking, this Jesus, he can heal people, he can feed people. It was another miracle for them and for us to see that Jesus is God's Son. And the people who were there were impressed, weren't they? Actually, it tells us that they were so impressed that they wanted to make Jesus king. Now that would be super cool, wouldn't it? To have a king who could provide food whenever you were hungry and heal you when you're sick. But something didn't feel right. Did you feel it? Did you sense it? You see, they wanted to make Jesus king by force. Now we know that Jesus is king because God has made him king. So why did they want to make him king by force? What did they want Jesus to do for them? or what they missed about who Jesus was. You see, I think they wanted to make Jesus king because they wanted Jesus to keep providing food for them for free. Perhaps it meant they didn't have to work for food. But was that all that Jesus came to do when he came to earth? Well, we're going to find out a bit more about that in a little bit. But before we do that, we're going to sing. We're going to sing a song about Jesus' miracles. So let's do that now. So what happened to the boys in that game? Were they being really nice and letting the girls win? Or was it something more? Well, they had all that they needed to take part in the game. Their paper, their pencils. But it wasn't enough, was it? They needed something more to win the game. Back in our story today, do you remember Jesus told the crowd of people that had come to see him they needed something more? They needed something more than Jesus as king while they were on earth. They needed more than Jesus king for just for their lifetime. Do you remember the massive crowd came to see Jesus? And Jesus wanted to provide for them. They had a need. They were hungry. And Jesus fed them all with just a small amount of food. But like the boys in the game, the crowd needed something even better. Even better than the fish and bread supper that they had. Even better than that miracle. You see, this story isn't about Jesus performing a miracle and feeding this massive crowd. If we read on in John chapter 6, we see the crowd continue to follow Jesus around. So Jesus asks them, "Why are you following me?" Actually, Jesus says, "Let me tell you, you're following me around because you want to continue to be fed and be satisfied by the food that I'm providing, by this miracle. You want me to keep giving you food." It's like they wanted to continue to be entertained by the miracles. It's a bit like sitting down for the evening and watching Britain's Got Talent. You want to be entertained. Or perhaps they wanted Jesus to keep feeding them so they didn't have to work. Jesus goes on to tell them, you need something more than this. In verse 27, it says, earthly food spoils and ruins. So don't work for that kind of food. But work to get food that stays good always and gives eternal life. What did Jesus mean? Well, I get that food spoils and ruins. Food goes off, doesn't it? It deteriorates. It rots. Have you ever put your food in the food waste bin? And when you open up the bin, you get that smell and that stench from the rotting food. It's disgusting, isn't it? I was tempted to say, why don't you go now and have a smell in your food waste bin? But why don't you do that afterwards just to get that stinky smell? I dared Poppy to put her head in the food waste bin. Have a look at her reaction. It's true, isn't it? All food eventually rots. Jesus said to the crowd, you need food that stays good always and gives eternal life, life that lasts forever. Can you imagine sitting down for dinner with your family and saying, Mum, can you pass me that food over there? Yeah, that's the one, the food that doesn't go off, and that gives you life forever. If someone offered you life forever, I wonder what you would say. I guess you'd want to know a little bit more about this food. You might want to know where this food has come from. So Jesus went on to explain. Actually, this food that I'm talking about, well, this food, it's me. Hang on, Jesus. So first of all, there is food that lasts forever. Now you're saying that this food will mean that I will live forever. And now you're saying that food is you. I think it's time we turn to our memory verse, because I think that's going to help explain what Jesus means. In John chapter 6, verse 51, Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever." Jesus is the living bread. Like food, which eventually rots, our bodies also give up, don't they, eventually? They deteriorate. Eventually, unfortunately, we do die. But Jesus' life is different. He lives forever. You see, at the beginning of John's book, he tells us that Jesus was with God in the beginning of all time. And if we read through John's book, we see that Jesus did die, but that he rose again, and he went back to be with his Father in heaven. So Jesus is living still today. He's alive today. And he's also like bread. Now, not physical bread that we eat, but bread for our souls and our spirits. And John says that this is good food, it's good for our souls, because it means that we will never go hungry and we'll never go thirsty. But how can that be? Well, Jesus says, well, look where I've come from. I've come from heaven. I've been sent from heaven. I've been sent from my Father in heaven. Now, the crowd wanted some proof, and I think that's fair enough. It's good to have proof, isn't it, when someone's told you something, to know that it's true. What about if your brother or your sister came to you and said, "Here are Mum's favourite chocolates. Mum said you can have them all." Now, whilst that might be really nice and really good, you might want some proof that that is true before you start eating Mum's chocolates. Jesus did prove and provide evidence that what he was saying was true. Well, firstly, he provided lots of miracles, lots of signs to show that he came from God. He also talked and explained about who God was and is to people. And the ultimate proof is that Jesus did die, but then he rose again. And the best bit about all of this is that Jesus offers the same to you and to me. Jesus' promise is that we can join him with life forever. Verse 29, Jesus said, "The work God wants you to do is this: believe in the one that God sent." All we have to do is believe and trust Jesus, and we too will live forever. Even though our bodies will rot and die, God's promise is that we will live on with him and Jesus in heaven. So in our story today, we've seen the crowd be fascinated by the miracles that Jesus performed. So much so that they wanted to make him king. They wanted to make him king so that he could keep doing miracles and provide for them with food and making them well again if they fell ill. They were more concerned by the miracles that Jesus did. They weren't really concerned about who Jesus was. Jesus explained that he is the living bread. It's not food, it's a person, and that person is Jesus. And Jesus is available to all who believe in him. And Jesus promised that whoever believes in him will have life, eternal life, life forever. This is why Jesus came to earth. So what about you? Are you trusting in Jesus? Have you asked Jesus to be your friend and your saviour? Jesus said, "Believe in me and I will give you life forever." Make sure you don't miss that invitation today. And what about our friends and family? People we know and love. This is for them too as well, isn't it? Imagine being able to offer someone life forever. Who wouldn't want to hear about that? But we know that not everybody believes or wants to hear about Jesus and trusted him. In our story today, the crowd didn't all believe and trust Jesus and what he was saying. But it is an amazing gift, and it's well worth sharing with the people that we know and we love. There's some practical things we can do as well, aren't there? When we're chatting with our friends, let's try and find times when we can share this fantastic news with them. And when we pray, what do we pray about? Do we pray about earthly food? What do I mean by that? Well, do we pray for the things that we need now? It's okay to do that, isn't it? But perhaps we should be praying more about living bread. Perhaps we should be praying and asking Jesus to be our friend. Perhaps we should be asking Jesus to help us trust him and believe in him more. We can ask him for courage and the right words to share with our friends about Jesus. So the crowd today, they thought that Jesus would give them bread that they could eat and enjoy, which he did. But Jesus came to do more, much, much more than that. He came to give them living bread. Not food for this life that will fill you up for a little bit, but friendship with Jesus that will keep you alive and happy forever. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus to give us living bread. We thank you for the sacrifice of sending Jesus and his death on the cross for us. Help us to believe and trust that Jesus did rise again and is alive today. Father, we thank you that because of Jesus, we too can have eternal life, life forever with you. May we all accept Jesus today and accept this gift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's praise God and sing to him now. Light of the world, you step down into this dark world. But you've opened my eyes that I can see who you are. That verse finishes with, and with a hope of a life spent with you.